The Arkansas Delta Byways region has a history and culture as rich as its fertile soil. It's where the state's history began, where Native Americans built intricate cities, and where Europeans crossed the mighty Mississippi, where the blues was born from the soulful sounds of gospel. This intergalactic superstar was forced to move here with his family during World War II. Know why? Find the answer and much more about this remarkable place by visiting DeltaByways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Wow, Bob Sunny from the Bulletin just giving me some stats. Johnson, the running back, had 119 yards rushing in that quarter.
That's amazing. You know, 80 of them came on that big play, and you can't help but think, you know, we gave up the – it was third and seven, and we gave up 7 yards on that big third down play. And, you know, it's a game of ifs sometimes.
Yes,
what
it
if?
Is. So Jacksonville looking at a third down. The ball's at the 9-yard line.
You know, but if we punch it in to the end of the half, it's a tie ball game. And,
yep.
You know, you can't point to any one play. It's a team thing.
Well, the Titans got up there like they were ready to snap the ball as they started the play clock, and now they go back into a huddle. Third and about 5 from the 9-yard line. Curley, this is a designed run. He'll keep it himself, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds. And
he's going to be well short.
Yes. I don't know if he gained anything. The play started from the 9. He goes to the 8. He picked up a yard on the play. That was it. So, fourth down coming up here. Fourth and about 4 for the Titans.
Oh, if I'd look for something to the wide side.
Yes. They're working from the near hash, so they'll be going towards the top side of the field if that's what they want to do. Fourth and 4 coming up here. 11:55 left in the ball game. The Titans are up by a touchdown. 10 seconds left on the play clock. They're going to let that run down and decide what they want to do on fourth down. And there's the timeout. 11:55 to play. It's 22-15 Jacksonville with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Eleven 55 to play. Jacksonville leads it 22-15. Bobby, you're thinking they're going to try to get to the wide side of the field here?
Well, I think they've had success. You know, when they've got the big wide side and we're on the near hash mark, they've had success pitching it and sealing us back inside. And you know, when you do that, the safeties have got to come hard and feel that. You know, we've tried to do that. We've taken bad angles from the safety spot a couple of times trying to fill that alley and just been outrun. So, you know, you've got to do a better job of that and be prepared for it.
Big fourth down play for this Bomber defense.
See, they've got us in the same formation. The slot receiver's going to throw
play
it.
Play action. He wants to throw it. Has a man. Incomplete. Had a receiver wide open in the end zone. Curley overshoots the receiver, looking for Zion Wells.
Oh, he
did.
And
the Bombers take over on downs.
Wells was standing right on the R, and Bombers right there squared up facing him. He just threw it over his head.
Well, what Jacksonville drew up on the sideline worked perfect, except the execution of it.
Yeah, you got to catch it.
Hmm. So the Bombers get the ball back. They'll start this drive at their 8-yard line. Bombers had a long drive in that first half. 17 plays, 80 yards, and went 8:42. We need a 92-yard drive
yes.
here. Takes about 22 plays and eats up 11:51.
Yeah.
Inside handoff. This is Junior Williams. He's going to take it to the 10, a pickup of two on first down.
Well, that little reverse play that we ran in the first half that did a good job. They were ready for it by the time. Their front four is rested and playing a little bit better. Of course, you know, when they walk them dadgum linebackers up there, it just it creates havoc because you hate penetration. And with the bigger wide line splits that we've got tonight, it's hard to seal them down.
Second and 8 for Mountain Home from their own 10. And Tabor tries to pitch it. The ball's on the ground. Hershberger covers at the 4. Ooh. Tabor was in the process of falling to the ground as he tried to pitch it. And it went behind Hershberger, but he's able to fall on it. It's a loss of 6 back at the 4-yard line.
Well, he did a good job falling on that football because I didn't think he was going to be able to make it to it.
I didn't either. Officially, they'll mark it at the 5, so it goes down as a 5-yard loss, and now the Bombers looking at third down here and about 13. 10:38 to go. Now a big third down play for the offense. And Tabor with the play action. He's going to roll to his left. He's going to be hit. He's going to be sacked at about the 1-yard line. They're going to mark his progress at the 2. It's going to be a 3-yard loss on the sack back to the 2-yard line, and the punt team will have to come on.
Well, I didn't understand that. He rolled to the left, and we had no receivers out on that side of the field.
So Pausch will have to punt from his own end zone. Bombers lose 6 yards on that series. 9:49 left in the ballgame. Mountain Home's down by 7 and about to punt the ball away from their own end zone. Good snap back to Pausch. Gets the kick away. It bounces at the 30, goes out of bounds. And it's going to be somewhere around the 32. Yep, 33. They're still waiting to see where it went out of bounds. Right at the 35-yard line.
Well, you know, they flipped the field on us. Now we're playing on our end. We had them on their end to start this half, and now they flipped the field on us, and we continue to play on our end of the field.
Jacksonville will start this drive at the Mountain Home 35-yard line. Sonny Elliott from the Baxter Bulletin helping us with stats again tonight through the third quarter. Mountain Home 214 yards of offense, Jacksonville with 225, so they've taken the lead. 86 yards for Junior Williams, 67 for Tabor through the first three quarters. Jacksonville 160 on the ground, 152 for Johnson. Johnson with the carry to the 31, a pickup of 4. A checkout, I'm sorry, that's Perry on the carry.
You know, it looks like they're content to run the football. Of course, they're getting 3 and 4 yards of whack, and when they don't break a big one, so that's probably a pretty good strategy to run the clock at the same time, because if they're ahead one score, if they get another score ahead, it'll make it awful hard on us to score twice in under 9 minutes.
Second down and about 6 here for the Titans. The give is once again to Perry, and Perry is going to be about a yard shy of a first down. They'll mark him down at the 26-yard line as he picks up 5.
And we got somebody down out there.
Might be Aaron Talbert. Callie Payton, the athletic trainer, out there to check out the injured player. I saw the last number on the jersey is 4.
Yeah, I can't.
And Talbert's 54. I think that's who it is. While they tend to him, we'll take a break. 8:35 left in the game. 22-15. It's Jacksonville leading. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
Back at Bomber Stadium, it was Talbert that was injured. He walks off the field under his own power. Looks like it was his back, lower back.
I think he got nailed in the back pretty good. Causes a lot of pain.
Yes. So third and a yard here for the Titans with 8:35 left to play. From the Mountain Home 26-yard line. Curley will... let the play clock run down. The Bombers. The
game clock's not running.
No, it's not. He fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, dives forward. He does a good job to reach the ball across the line to gain, and I believe he's got a first down.
He does. He actually lost the football, but it hit the ground. And
He's shaking up. Curley is hurt now. He's down at the where he landed on the 25-yard line. He stretched out trying to get that first down. And now he's down. So while they tend to him, we'll take a break. 8:28 to play. It's 22-15. Jacksonville, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Captain Jamie Spaulding. The money we raise help people in Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izard, and Fulton counties. You can also help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. Thank you for helping the Salvation Army do the most good in this community.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Cam Holston comes in as the quarterback now for the Titans as Curley goes out with the injury. First down here for Jacksonville. And the handoff. This is Perry trying to bounce it to the outside. And well played by the Bomber defense. Lathan Aldridge, one of the first ones there to make the hit for Mountain Home.
They recognized that pretty quick and got up.
This could be a loss on the play. Back to the 26. A loss of one. 7.5 minutes to play. Jacksonville trying to milk the clock with every snap. Talbert still on the sideline for Mountain Home. And Curley is back in a quarterback now for Jacksonville. Just missed one play. That was it. 2nd and 11. And play action. The wide receiver on the top side of the field got a head start before the ball was snapped. So the false start will make it back to the 31.
So I don't understand that when a wide receiver jumps on a running play. I can understand it when they do it on a pass play because
yes.
They're trying to get to the route pretty quick. I cannot understand it, especially when he's 15 yards from the football.
That's the third penalty for 25 yards against Jacksonville. The Bombers had 5 for 39 in the first 12.5 minutes of the game. They've not been penalized since. 6:50 to play. It's 2nd down and about 16 here for Jacksonville. Curley out of the pistol. He'll give it to Johnson, who's back in. Well played by the Bomber defense. It's Tatum Beshears, the sophomore, that comes up and makes the hit at the 34, a loss of 3.
Well, the times that we've got penetration and and made them run sideways a little bit, we've been able to contain them. It's when we don't let them get their shoulders turned when we've struggled.
The Shears has played well tonight, that outside linebacker.
Yes, he has. He's had plenty of opportunities tonight. They've run the ball.
6:08 to play. It's third and a bunch here for the Titans. Third and about 19 here for Jacksonville. And we've got a timeout called by the Titans. 5:59 to play. It's 22-15 Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
.559 to play. Jacksonville leads it 22-15. The Titans using the timeout. They have one left. Bombers have two left. It's third and 19 here for Jacksonville. And the Bomber defense come up with another stop.
Well, they do, you know. 5:59. We need to come up with a stop on this series. We don't need to get the clock down any lower.
Curley wants to pass. Looking long, and it is incomplete. Almost intercepted as Swartz closed on it. Couldn't quite come up with it. It's incomplete, and fourth down coming up.
Well, that was a post route, good defensive play that time. Had him covered in the secondary, and Swartz did a good job of breaking on the football. Well underthrown by the quarterback.
So the punt team will come on for Jacksonville from the Mountain Home 34. Webster Banks is the punter.
Yeah, now would be a good time to another snap over his head to flip the field a little bit, give us a little bit better field position.
He only stands about 10 yards behind the center. You know, their field goal, when they hold for field goals, they're a lot closer than normal. Fourth and 19.
Oh,
the kick is away. Tatum Bashiers was there.
Getting in zone. Yes.
Yes, the touchback. That was almost down at the one-yard line. Tatum didn't want to run into the punter. He had a chance maybe to block
that. Yeah, he had a chance. They don't realize you have to run to a point in front of the ball. You can't run to where they're at because you're always going to rough the punter to do that. You have to rush about 2 yards in front. 1 yard with this team because they just one step and kick it.
Yes.
All right, 80 yards to go and 5:47.
Two timeouts left for Mountain Home. Down by a touchdown. 22-15. Starting from their 20-yard line. And Tabor to pass, and it's incomplete. Alonzo let it get in on his body instead of catching it with his hands, and it bounces out incomplete.
It was a chance to have a good positive play on first down there, and a good pass, good protection. Just tried to look up a little bit too quick.
Good call on first down. So now second and 10 for Mountain Home, 5:44 to play. It's a 7-point Titan lead. Alonzo, top side of the field, lines up. Play action again. Down the middle, wide open is Pausch. Oh, and he drops it. Oh, that was a huge gain, and boy, Dylan's upset with himself. He'll be thinking about that one for a while. Oh, he was wide open and couldn't haul it in. That one, that's a tough one.
Well, you don't get the tight end, you don't get that open very much.
No.
I mean, normally you're in traffic or whatever, and, you know, they're playing the run so hard that the middle field was wide open, and the wideout had taken the only defensive back on the wide side.
Jacksonville brings an extra defensive back in now as they take a defensive lineman out. Third and 10. And the play action. Here's the pass. It's complete. Pausch makes the catch. First down, Mountain Home. Spins out of one tackle. Fights his way to the 31 and a first down for Mountain Home.
That's a good job, Tabor. He actually, that was a play that Junior Williams scored on earlier. Junior was covered up short, so he went back to the media, to the intermediate receiver, which was Pausch that time, and found him over the middle. Nice softball, easy to catch.
A 13-yard pickup to the 33-yard line. 5:27 to go, and the Bombers have a fresh set of downs. They convert on third and 10. Strong right formation running that way, and the ball is kept by the quarterback, Tabor. A late pitch to Hershberger. Hershberger is going to take it to the 40-yard line. That was a hard hit on the 7-yard pickup by Hershberger.
That was a hard hit by one of the Jacksonville players. He's getting up now.
One of the Jacksonville players is shaken up, and that's, I believe, Sanders. They stopped the clock for him, so he'll have to leave the game. Sanders, a corner.
You know, the pitch to the near side right here, and it's amazing. We've had good success when we've run the option to the short side of the field or the near side of the field, and pitch the football. You wouldn't think that would work very well, but it has.
5:12 to play. Bombers down by 7.
Here they come up the middle.
Out of the eye this time. Tabor will keep it. The pitch is on the ground. He pitched it way behind Hershberger this time. And Gage is able to go back and fall on the football at the 32-yard line. It's a loss of 8.
But I'm telling you, that pitch to the left is a lot different.
Yes.
If you're right-handed.
Yes.
It's tough to make. The timing's also critical.
So now it's third down for Mountain Home. Third and about 11 here. They've got to make it to the 43 to move the chains. With 4:38 to play, Tabor wants to pass. He is hit. He's dropped. He's sacked. Back at the 29-yard line. It's a loss of 3.
We just Olayed him that time. Just kind of waved at him as that defensive end came up there.
This could be the game. 4:18 to play, and it's fourth and about 14 here for Mountain Home. Ball's at the 29. They've got to get to the 43. Bombers forced to do something that's not their strong suit. And
that
Tabor.
That didn't look good for me.
No. Play action. That ball's caught by Pausch at the 45-yard line. What? He went down to dig that off the ground and make the catch. First down, Mountain Home.
First time. Good job giving Tabor time to throw football. Found the receiver, the tight end over the middle, and he's going to be open a lot right there when they walk those linebackers up. He's going to be open over the middle. But a good job by Pausch of adjusting his route and getting down and catching that football.
They spot him at the 46, a 17-yard pickup on 4th and 14. Here's the pass again to Junior. This worked earlier. Junior's at the 40, the 35, the 30. Steps inside at the 25, the 20, down to the 15-yard line. The Bombers in the red zone. 3:38 to play. They'll mark him at the 16-yard line.
I thought there was a flag down. One of the Jacksonville players was pointing, but I don't see a flag anywhere.
A 38-yard pass play to Junior Williams. Bob, that's the same play that worked in the first half.
Well, the same play they ran a while ago, and this time the defender went with a deep. What are they doing here?
There is a flag at the 25. And it is a hold.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Boy, that's a.
And the hold occurred at the 25-yard line, so.
They're going to call holding on the receiver down there. You know, they could call a hold on a receiver on every play that they snap. Sometimes them guys just get flag happy out there. If you hadn't thrown one all that long, you feel like you got to throw one.
Officially goes as a 34-yard pass play, and then the 10-yard penalty backs it up to the 35.
The umpire threw that, and he wasn't even anywhere around to play.
Here's pass play because they marked it at the 25. So the Bombers on first down. Not much there. It's going to be second down at 9 after a 1 yard gain. So second and 9 here for the Bomber offense. 3:07 to play. Bombers down by 7. Now a whistle and a timeout. Jacksonville, that's their last timeout. They have used them all. 3:01 to play. It's 22-15. Jacksonville with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
3:01 to play. It's a 22-15 ball game. Jacksonville with the lead over Mountain Home. Jacksonville out of timeouts. Mountain Home has 2 left in the second half. Second and 9 coming up here for the Bombers.
You know, plenty of time, 3 downs to make this. We want good positive plays, nothing negative. No, no, don't need any longer yardage.
Second and 9 here for Mountain Home. Hershberger, Williams, and Swartz in the backfield. And they're looking to pass. Little swing pass right side to Hershberger. Catches at the 35. Sidesteps the defender. Fights his way to the 31. A pickup of about 3 on the play.
Well, May Dawson put a little bit too much air into that He had to wait on Hershberger, had to wait on that ball a little bit too much. Put a little bit more steam on it and give him a chance to run.
Third down and 6 here for the Bombers at the Jacksonville 31. 2:30 left to play. Tabor. Oh, fumbles the football, and Jacksonville has recovered. There to pounce on the loose ball is Swain as Tabor was hit. Now there's a whistle and they are officially going to give the ball to Jacksonville. So the second fumble lost tonight by Mountain Home, their second turnover, comes with 2:23 left to play. And Jacksonville gets the ball back at their own 31-yard line. Mountain Home can only stop the clock twice. Can the defense come up with a stop and get the ball back?
Jacksonville takes over on the 31-yard line, first and 10.
Curly out of the pistol. Gives it to Johnson. Johnson going to make his way across the 30. The ball came out, and let's see what happens. Mountain Home thinks they have it. The clock has been running for several seconds.
He don't stop the clock, folks. The referee has to stop it.
Second down, I believe he said. I think Jacksonville has. Now this is Mountain Home has it. Looked like he held 2 fingers up.
Yeah.
Mountain Home has come up with the football. With 2:07. Left to play, and the Bombers get it back at the 35-yard line. Each team has now lost a pair of fumbles. So new life for the Bombers. Can they take advantage of this? 2:07 to play. Tabor is going to be hit. Ball's on the ground. He picks it up. He's going to be driven backwards. Fumbles it again. And it's going to be covered by Mountain Home back at the 32-yard line. I thought Tabor was down. I thought his progress had been stopped back around the 40 or so. That's going to go all the way back to the 32 of Jacksonville. And we've got a whistle. The official had thrown his hat, and let's see what he threw his hat for. A timeout for Mountain Home. Wow. A 33-yard loss on the play, all the way back to the 32-yard line of Mountain Home. Bombers take the timeout to try to settle down here with 1:52 to play. Down by seven. Mountain Home has one timeout left, but now you're looking at second and 43. Well, this last lose a fumble. Very next play, Jacksonville loses a fumble. Then Mountain Home puts it on the ground twice on the same play and loses 33 yards. Second and 43 coming up here for Mountain Home. A minute 52 to play. The Bombers with just one timeout left. Jacksonville's used all theirs. And the Bombers pull something out of that hat here in the last minute 52. Tabor wants to pass. There's that receiver out of the backfield. It's Hershberger. Oh, one man's able to trip him up. If he breaks that tackle, he's got a lot more green in front of him, but he takes it to the 41 with a pickup of 9.
Now Jacksonville's back in their prevent defense. They've got safeties, three safeties that are about 18 to 20 yards off the ball. They're going to let us catch it underneath and hope to tackle us. I mean, this is, what, third and 30?
Third and, yeah, 35. Roughly, yep. Tabor again to pass. Cross the middle and incomplete. Pretty good defense there. The ball was a catchable one, but Alonzo couldn't haul it in. And now it's fourth and a mile here for Mountain Home. Fourth and about 34 here for Mountain Home. And the Bombers somehow convert on fourth and 34. And keep the game alive with 1:18 to play. Tabor looking right side. It's incomplete. And Jacksonville gets the ball back. And Bombers only have one timeout left. And Jacksonville's going to be able to run out the clock and head south with the W. One:13 to go as the Titans get the ball back at the Mountain Home 41-yard line. Now then, Bob, something that comes into play here, possibly, tiebreaker points. I don't think they're going to worry about that.
I don't think they're worrying about that. They're in their prevent, in their victory defense right here, and they're just going to.
They'll take a knee here. Bombers use that last timeout with 69 seconds left. We'll break. It's 22-15. It's Jacksonville on top. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
1:09 to play. It's a 22-15 Jacksonville lead. Bombers out of timeouts. Jacksonville snaps it a couple more times. This one's going to be over. Depends on how much time they take on the play and how quickly the officials start the play clock. It's Still in that victory formation, and Curley will finally take a knee. He did a good job of letting the clock run a little bit and the defenders get to him before he went down on that knee. Loses another 5 yards. They start the play clock with 51 seconds left. They'll let the play clock is running down. This is the third down play here, third and about 20. He'll take the ball come loose. Nope, they're going to say he was down. He fumbled the ball, but the official says he was down. His knee was down.
Oh,
there's a flag coming in. The Bombers are talking, and they just got flagged, and you can't do that.
No, you can't talk. I mean, when you've self-destructed, you shouldn't talk.
No. 23 seconds left. Jacksonville does not have to snap it again. The unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and boy, that's something you don't need right there. 7 penalties for 64 yards tonight against Mountain Home. Now they start the play clock, and Jacksonville does not have to snap it. The play clock and the game clock are pretty well matched up, aren't they?
Yep.
So Jacksonville is going to come to Mountain Home and pick up a 22-15 victory tonight over Mountain Home. Bombers will drop to 0-6, 0-3 in conference play. Jacksonville now 3-3. And they are 1-2 in league play. We'll take a break. Our post game begins in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers post-game show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Struggling with itchy, painful skin prone to eczema? You need Clean Body Wash, the cleanser recommended by thousands of dermatologists nationwide. Clean Body Wash was even awarded the National Eczema Association Seal of Acceptance and now is available to you at clnwash.com. In clinical studies, subjects reported a reduction in skin redness, dryness, and flakiness in as little as 2 weeks of use of Clean Body Wash. Clean partnered with doctors to formulate a cleanser that's tough on germs, yet so gentle on the skin that it can be used daily. Here's board-certified dermatologist Dr. Gerald Sklar.
We routinely add Clean Body Wash to the cleansing regimen for our eczema patients, and the improvement has been dramatic. Clean Body Wash is a game-changer for our patients.
Try Clean Body Wash risk-free with our 30-day performance promise and get $15 off your first order with promo code RADIO at clnwash.com. Enter code RADIO for $15 off at clnwash.com. Clean Body Wash. Think clinically clean.